It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Jake Cronenworth hit a grand slam off Fernando Cruz in the bottom of the seventh as the Padres beat the Reds on Wednesday afternoon in San Diego, final score 6-2. Graham Ashcraft started for Cincinnati, and it was a struggle at times, but he only allowed two unearned runs in his six innings on the mound. He got a big boost in the bottom of the first when Stuart Fairchild stole a three-run homer from Manny Machado. Fernando Cruz pitched the seventh inning, and quite frankly, he just did not have it today. He loaded the bases and then gave up that grand slam. The Reds got on the board first on Wednesday afternoon when Spencer Steer hit a first-inning solo home run. Jamer Candelaria drove home the second run with a single in the top of the fifth. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Cowboy, tough one, but boy, I tell you what, Graham Ashcraft, we talk about it so often because when you are on the mound, you don't have your best stuff. How do you respond? Well, Ashcraft responded today by giving the Reds six innings without allowing an earned run.
Yeah, I thought the first four innings of his outing, it seemed like he was pitching on the edge of a cliff every one of those four innings. But he was able to make the pitches when he had to. He got some tremendous defense behind him on that just wonderful play by Stuart Fairchild early in the ball game, going over the wall to rob a home run from Machado. And as the game went on, you look at the fifth and the sixth inning, he retired the Padres six up, six down. So the finish was excellent. The beginning a little bumpy, but he didn't panic. And a lot of times as a starting pitcher, the best thing that you can do is just continue to go at it and continue to make pitches.
David Bell went to the guy that's probably been his best reliever so far this season in back of Graham Ashcraft with the game tied. And it just looked like it was one of those days where, for whatever reason, Fernando Cruz didn't have it. They load the bases right away, the bloop bunt, and then a few batters later, a grand slam.
Yeah, I don't have a real answer for that. It just seems like every time Cruz has been in the ball game lately, he's been pitching with runners on base, so there was not a whole lot of room for error. When he started the inning, it seemed like he was uncomfortable. He never got comfortable, and ultimately four runs on the board. The next thing you know, Suter's in the ball game, and it's a 6-2 Padre lead.
Well, sometimes you just don't have it.
Sometimes you just don't have it. That's right.
6-2, Padres beat the Reds today. Had a chance to have a 500 road trip, but the Reds come up short and have to settle for a 4-2 trip to Texas and San Diego. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds fall to the Padres on Wednesday afternoon 6-2, and now to the highlights. Joe Musgrove made the start for the Pods, and he retired the first two batters of the game, but then he had to face left fielder Spencer Steer.
The 2-2 pitch. Steer swings. He puts a charge into this. High and deep, left center field. Profar's back. He's at the wall, looks up, and it's gone. Just over the fence into the first row of seats beyond the left center field wall. And Spencer Steer has given the Reds a 1-0 lead.
Right-hander Graham Ashcraft started for Cincinnati. He got into a little bit of trouble in the bottom of the first. Jurickson Profar singled to begin the inning. With one out, Jake Cronenworth walked. So first and second, one out, and the dangerous Manny Machado at the plate.
Ashcraft gets a lot of ground balls. The 0-1, this ball is not a double play ball. It is lifted high and deep to right center field. Fairchild's at the wall. He leaps and he caught it! Oh, what a catch by Stuart Fairchild! The throw comes back into second as the runners scramble back. Stuart Fairchild just took a three-run home run away from Manny Machado. And he has stunned this crowd.
He was up above the wall. He almost hit his belt on the top of the wall. That's how much climb that Stuart Fairchild had.
That is about as good of a catch as you will see. Wow, what a play.
You're right, Tommy. He definitely took a three-run home run away from Machado.
That was quite the catch by Stuart Fairchild. Ashcraft walked the batter in the second. He gave up two hits in the third, but he kept San Diego off the board. The Padres finally got to Ashcraft in the fourth inning. With one out, Jackson Merrill hit a ground ball to second base. Jonathan India fielded it cleanly, flipped it to Jamer Candelario at first, who simply dropped the baseball. Ha-Sung Kim then singled. Tyler Wade reached on a fielder's choice with Kim out at second base and Merrill moving to third base. Wade then stole second, and leadoff man Jurickson Profar gave the Padres the lead.
1-0. Swing and a line drive, base hit, left center field. Two runs will score. And the throw home cut off by Maley, but Profar's in the second. And the Padres have taken a 2-1 lead on the third hit of the game by Jurickson Profar.
It didn't take the Reds long to tie things up in the top of the fifth off Joe Musgrove. Santiago Espinal started the inning by doubling to left field. Next up, Jamer Candelario.
You're hoping that he is entering one of those stretches right now. And he lines this one into right field. That's going to drop in for a hit. Espinal getting waved around third. No throw. And Candelario ties it up at two with a single down the right field line.
After giving up that two-run single to Jurickson Profar in the fourth inning, Ashcraft retired the next seven batters he faced, and his day was over after six. Six innings, five hits, two runs, both unearned, two walks, four strikeouts, 99 pitches, 59 for strikes. The Reds had a golden opportunity to score in the top of the seventh off Yuki Matsui. Matsui walked Jonathan India. He struck out Nick Martini. He walked Santiago Espinal, and he struck out Jamer Candelario. So two on, two outs. That was it for Matsui. And now De Los Santos replaced him. He struck out Luke Maley to end the threat. Fernando Cruz took over on the mound for Cincinnati in the bottom of the seventh. Tyler Ward began the inning by reaching on a bunt that just went right over the head of Cruz as he was charging from the mound. Jurickson Profar then singled to right, his fourth hit of the day. Wade moved to third on that. Then walked Tatis Jr. to load the bases. That brought up first baseman Jake Cronenworth.
Reds bring the infield in, and Cruz has got to go to work. Here's the pitch. Rip high, deep, long, and gone. Grand slam for Jake Cronenworth, and it is a 6-2 Padre lead.
Former Red Wandy Peralta pitched a scoreless eighth for San Diego. Robert Suarez pitched a 1-2-3 ninth, and that was that. The Padres beat the Reds 6-2. Here are the totals for San Diego. Six runs on eight hits, no errors, six left on base. Cincinnati, two runs on four hits, one error. They stranded four. The winner was De Los Santos, 1-1. Cruz, the loser, 1-2. No save in the game. Home runs. The Cincinnati Reds had one, Spencer Steer number four. San Diego had the big one, a grand slam by Cronenworth, number five of the season. 2 hours and 30 minutes, 32,993 on hand at Petco Park to witness the Padre victory. And with that victory, the Padres are now 16-18. The Reds are just a game over 500 at 16-15. Time to hear from Red starter Graham Ashcraft.
Yeah, you know, the last one back in Texas was really good, and today it was a little bit more of a grindy start for sure today. Made a lot of big pitches and got some important outs, and we made some really good pitches, and they just were able to put them in play. I mean, look, there was a couple balls hit hard, but some that were also not in their heads. And, I mean, you know, you guys played hard behind us, and just.
Thursday is an off day for the Reds, but they're back at it Friday. They're back at Great American Ballpark, and they welcome the Baltimore Orioles to town. Right-hander Hunter Green makes a start in game one. He's 1-2 with a 3.63 ERA. The Orioles have not named their starter yet for Friday. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 5:40. First pitch is scheduled for 6:10. And once again, the final score on Wednesday afternoon, the Padres beat the Reds 6-2. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.